talking about the realization would be true if it would only commune with you. Mm. No doubt you've said it 1,000 times before.
Oh, at least that many times.
What is the essence of that in terms of, what does it really mean? The very essence of communing.
Its essence is not what it means. Its essence is the action.
What is the essence?
You are presently obsessed with your logic and the destiny that you conceive from your present born point of view. It has its own gesture. It has all of its impulses, all outlined subjectively. It has its whole future outlined in desire. And it would do, if it were dramatized, incarnated, all the things that bypass this consideration. But if you will hear me, then your attention will be liberated from destiny, from time and space. That doesn't mean that you will not see tendencies, see your present life and so forth. It will continue and it will be the discipline of your existence. On the other hand, your attention will remain with me, and it will not be confused by destinies, by desires, by thoughts. It will be fixed, it will be absolute, it will be full of love, it will be heartfelt, without logic, without thinking, without desiring. It will be pure attention. And that attention is communion. Wherever your attention lies, without confusion, that is what you realize. If you will give me your attention through true hearing, if you will be gravitated toward me in every moment, so that all of your desiring, even your inevitability, becomes superficial, then all of that quality that arises from moment to moment will be truly superficial. Its impact will be lost. It won't create incarnation. It will create heat only. It'll be frustrated in its goal. And you will meditate on the fire, and that fire will be your attention to me, so that your attention from hour to hour become more fiery, more intense, more loving, more sacrificial, more absurd, less and less the character that you are born to be and live and die. But you see, there must come into your case a sympathy more profound than your inevitability, a sympathy more profound than your logic. Your logic, your presumption will remain as artifacts of your subjectivity, but your attention will stay with me. It will stay with me at every moment. When we are present with one another in our born forms, your natural emotional sympathy will stay with me. We will love one another, absolutely. And when we are not in one another's sight, we will recollect one another in love. Sometimes in thought also, but in love, in sympathy, in feeling attention, we will stay with one another. And so my meditation will be your meditation, because you are with me. You commune with me. It has nothing to do with whether I live or die. Once you realize your attachment to me,